You're a little quiet though, Bart Pilch. Let's call you Boss Wave.
Is it better now?
Ah, the sultry tones.
Everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 65, Old Age Pension. Bingo call, that one, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it?
That's a free bus pass, isn't it?
You probably know more than me.
I'm getting there. I'm staring down the barrel of a big one, boys. Not for a little while, though, still. Yeah, it's good to be back. Here we are. And it's deep, deep into the winter now. But a ray of sunshine has opened up in front of us. As we are joined today by not just Neil.
Hello.
And not just Dave.
Hello.
But by the wonderful thermonuclear fission creating orb that he is, it's Mr. Pilch from the Boss Wave.
Hello.
How are you, Pilch?
Yeah, fair to middling. Fair to middling, I'd say. Doing all right. Still alive.
Yeah.
Ain't caught the dreaded lurgy yet. So.
No.
Doing all
well,
right.
I think last time we spoke to you, your daughter was on quarantine, wasn't she?
She was, yeah. She didn't get anything. So.
Yeah. Or was that the time before? I can't remember now.
It might have been the time before.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But the shit has hit the fan since then, hasn't it? So,
it has gone a little bit haywire.
Rather. Yeah. Yeah, it's all gone a bit mental over here too. But
yeah.
There you go. But it is what it is, and I think it's the last thing that anybody really wants to hear about. So where do we want to start? I feel a little bit lost today. I don't know why. It's been a busy old week. I suppose we could just, let's start with the intros. Anybody got anything they want to talk about?
The general week bollocks.
General week bollocks. Yeah. I mean, I've got a story, but I don't have to go first. You know, I know my place.
I've watched the one of the things I've enjoyed been watching. I haven't talked about it too much, but I've been watching Star Trek Discovery on Netflix.
Okay.
So they did the season 3 finale. I think they released it last Friday, but I watched it in the week, and it was really good. You know what finals for the series of TV shows are normally like, it's a massive cliffhanger, and you're like, oh god, right, okay, they're either gonna not do any more and just, it's gonna be a huge disappointment, or they're just gonna resolve the conflict, the cliffhanger on the first episode. But it actually ended as if the whole thing was ended, and it could just be like a series of three. It could, you know, there is a story to going forward from it, but it actually ended, and I was like, shit, that's actually resolved everything from the three series up until now. It's the first time I've felt like good on an end of series that I can remember, really.
So which Star Trek is this? This is the one that's out now, is it?
Yeah, Star Trek Discovery.
The sweary sexy one, is it?
The sweary sexy one with the cow as the captain, the species of alien. I can't remember what they're called now.
They look like a cow.
Yeah, they were.
They're bovine based.
Bovine based. They were kind of bred and eaten by a different race, but they became sentient, but they're still kind of lower life forms on their planet because they're the second life form. So yeah, they're basically cow based. but that's what's interesting actually, because there is these there is a few sort of species of characters that are not human, but they're sentient, but they're not the main. There's a lot of backstory about them. That haven't explored yet. They've explored bits of it, but yeah, I just thought it was really interesting, and I was pleasantly surprised by the end, the season finale of it. Yeah.
So you don't know if there is another season coming.
I think they said they're going to, and yeah, there is story to go. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone, but
You can spoil it for me. I'm never going to watch it.
You should do.
I think I'm about the second.
No, that's not true. That's not true. If you say it's good and it comes to my viewer of choice, where are you watching it?
Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was that, Pilch? So you were watching it, Pilch?
Yeah, I'm on second or third of the last season. It's all right. I thought the second season was better than what I've seen so far, but yeah, so it's been all right.
Yeah, the first season started and it was a bit too Klingon-y. It was a bit too much of that, and then the second season's kind of pushed the character arc of the Discovery characters forward, and then yeah, season three is where I think that it's probably the best. But
it's probably going to be where they can it now, then, isn't it? This is Netflix.
But yeah, that's my main thing that I've been doing as well. I've had a really bad cough and a cold.
Again,
it's because I think I got really drunk on Friday, so Saturday I woke up feeling terrible.
You've had a few days hangover, is that what you said?
Pretty much a whole week, to be honest. On Saturday I was like, oh, right, okay, I'm hungover, that's fair enough. Sunday I was like, no, I still feel like shit, and it's been all week like a really.
It's because you had that birthday, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, getting old.
Old man, yeah, right. It's really hard you say that, though, because it sounds crazy to say it. I think there's something going around. But
I haven't heard of that.
But I felt like dog turd this week. I've had a sore throat. I'm tired. I don't know. I just feel like I'm just that after Christmas slump. I think it could be. Yeah, it could be January. I don't usually think January is as brutal here as they are in England. Like, I just remember from being in England. It's colder, but we have bright, sunshiny days, right? Mm. You know, and it's crisp and it's cool, cold, and it's not like January and February in England.
Can you see clearly now?
I can see clearly now. And January and February in England, you just want to kill yourself, don't you?
Yeah, it's horrendous.
Well, I didn't put this in my notes, but went to fucking McDonald's today, didn't I, for the first time. God knows.
Oh, hey, you and Dave are away to the races.
But when on the way there, like, we live at the top of a hill. McDonald's is at the, you know, it's a bit of a trek, but it's at the bottom of a hill.
Did you walk it, there, or?
There's a lock of the river Ouse that runs through the town. And the River Ouse is normally quite small through town, but most of the fields around the River Ouse are just fucking the River Ouse now.
Right.
Everywhere. It's just fucking flooded all the way, loads of places in the fields. So, yeah, that's it's winter. It's because it's wet and fucking cold and horrible.
Yeah, that's like flooding in January. Like, that should be, shouldn't that be May? Like when April showers, May. April showers in May, shouldn't it be May? showers?
Or August or any fucking time.
We don't really snow usually till February, at least in this case. We've had a little flurries here and there, I think, over the country.
McFlurries?
Technically, didn't have any of them. My daughter was like, can we have a McFlurry? I was like, no, you're not fucking having them.
Oh, you're that dad, eh?
Yeah. It was 30 quid, fucking hell, we didn't have any puddings or
dude,
anything.
Dude, I'm that dad too. Don't worry about it, it's all cool. You're amongst friends.
And I had a double, well, I call it a double.
Of course you did, of course you did. You doubled up on something, didn't you?
Why can't you call it a half pounder?
He had half a cow double. And he couldn't afford to buy his daughter a 99p McFlurry.
she had also had a double quarter pounder as it goes. But,
nice.
What do you reckon? Come on. What's the...
What I reckoned was it was as disappointing as I expected it to be. It was fucking lame.
Really?
Yeah. You talked about this last week.
I did. I had a double quarter pounder.
You had it.
Oh. Yeah, I was quite impressed by it.
Fraser, well, you know what we've got to do next week, don't you?
I don't know. Like, it's not going to McDonald's isn't such an event for me. I don't understand what's going on over there, but...
Well, I don't think we went to McDonald's in the whole of 2020. So, you know, it was a bit of an occasion. Like, we got the band bunted out and everything. Had a little street party when we got home.
My love affair. I don't have. I mean, we've talked about McDonald's before, obviously. The best thing, you know, McDonald's is McDonald's. It's never. But my love affair right now. It's not really a love affair. It's more like a dirty fling with a manky prostitute, right? But it's with. We have a chain over here called Popeyes, and they just introduced this chicken sandwich. So it's the one I keep going for at the moment. It's terrible, but it's...
You say a sandwich, you mean like a burger style bit?
Yeah,
chicken.
Like a chicken burger sandwich. Well,
what's with calling it a sandwich?
That's what they
call it. Not for you, but yeah. It's not a sandwich, is it? It's a bun.
It's an Americanism.
Slices of bread.
Yeah, I don't know. They call it a chicken sandwich. I don't know. Yeah. I quite like it. And it's cheap.
Someone mentioned KFC earlier on the way to McDonald's. Like, oh, yeah, I do like a chicken fillet sandwich.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that.
Sandwiches as well.
Yeah, see, it's like that. Pilch, you been up to anything that doesn't involve fast food?
No, sadly not. what have I got any stories? Got any stories?
Any major purchases?
Oh, I'm on the verge of one. I'm
again?
I need a new bike. Motorbike.
Shouldn't talk about it.
Do you need one?
Motorbike yeah, or mountain bike?
Motorbike.
Ooh.
I need a new one. I've just sold one that I've been sort of semi-restoring for about 15 years.
Oh yeah, that's right. I think you said about that last. Was it last time before?
I sold it for more than I paid for it, but it was in more bits.
So you took it apart more and sold it for more.
Yeah,
that's good.
But now I want a little green laner, and there's a nice new Honda CRF 300 just released this month.
Yep.
And I think I'm ready to press the button.
Nice. The green laner, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An ultra low emission vehicle or something, is that what they call it?
No,
it's a dirty big trial bike.
Alright.
Yeah,
so I can riff it up past the walk-in fraternity.
Well, you know, that's how I broke my shoulder last year.
Well, you need to learn to ride better.
It wasn't on a trials bike, was it? That's the problem, wasn't it?
Well, it was on a Honda CR250F, I think. But yeah, there's loads of green lanes. But green lanes are like roads that are not actually paved, but
loose surface roads that are for vehicular access.
Yes, yeah, and most of the time they're sort of used by people that are in 4x4s or basically crossers. And yeah, was it last year I broke my arm? Was it the year before? I can't remember.
I feel like that was almost over a year ago.
But yeah, like I that's how I came off, and because I went down a where somebody had made a massive dip. And the ground was solid, and my bike went down, and I went down on it.
And it stopped.
And then it went to the side, and kind of like I fell onto my arm, doing about 30 mile an hour, far too fast for what I was supposed to be doing. But yeah, like I really want to get back into that, but the missus is kind of like, nope. So
we need you alive.
But yeah,
I've decided it's safer than tearing down the A12 at 150 mile an hour on a sports bike like I used to. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah, less traffic.
So that's my latest thing. I always get twitchy after a little while. I haven't bought a vehicle for 6 months, so I start looking and thinking, I could do with one of them.
Yeah.
It's a nice price. So I'll probably get a good deal on it as well, because since everywhere's shut at the moment.
Is it a brand new one that you're looking at, or?
Yeah, because they're not actually out until the end of this month.
Oh, okay.
250's been out. They've just stuck a 300 in it instead.
Right. What's that going for, like 6.5?
No, they're only 5. 4.995 on the road. Uh-oh.
Dave's found some money behind the back of the
Well, my work has recently said that they're doing interest-free loans for, like, equipment that you need. So, like... I'm wondering what the process was for, like,
how
you
much
know.
Can you stretch that need?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's their my need and their need and where
we
do
might
we
struggle a bit since we're not supposed to go anywhere.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Is that because people are wanting sales, you know, they're wanting money being put into the economy. As you know, Pilch said, you probably get a deal on it at the moment. And it's winter, yeah. Which is always a bonus for buying motorbikes.
Should I be buying aircon now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I still won't be buying aircon.
Is the time.
You should be getting your car gassed.
Yeah. Well, should I talk about my car?
Sure.
Oh, what's wrong with it? Come on in.
Where?
Aircon.
My wife's car. No, the aircon. Well, the aircon's shit in my wife's car. It's Nissan, isn't it? It's got that weird gas in it that's crap. But yeah, I had to get 2 new tyres again. So I tell you what, I got it for MOT. It had a puncture. I had a slow puncture before I took it for MOT, and then the day I took it for MOT, I discovered a fucking screw in the other back tyre. And just pumped it up and it got through the MOT. But yeah, we replaced them this week. Fucking 255. Could have got some cheaper ones.
Formula Ones on?
No, they're like Michelins. Yeah, Michelins. Mm. But like for budgets, were like fucking £85. I was like, that's not really budget, is it? So I paid for extra for Michelins that were supposedly A class grip and whatever, A class noise and all that shit. So
what's that going on?
Qashqai.
Oh yeah, well they have to be extra to be reinforced, don't they? Because of the weight of the vehicle as well.
I don't know if it's actually that heavy a vehicle, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Qashqai, yeah, they are. Yeah,
they are.
About two ton, I think. Two and
is
half.
It really?
Yeah, yeah, they're big old vehicles.
Well, I hope they're the right tyres then.
Yeah.
So then, fucking, we had the plumber around today as well.
Give me pipes of service.
Shitty kitchen tap that's been fucked for about a year and a half has been replaced. My shower's working. And my heating was fucked a bit.
It's just all falling apart.
So I waited for a few jobs to get together for a cat plumber. It's like, fucking going to have to be here for a couple of hours. You might have a few jobs to do. It's been a bit of a pricey week.
I was going to say, it's been a bit of a pricey, like, you know, not even payday after Christmas yet. And you
I've had a payday.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't get paid fuck all anyway, so.
You got paid on Friday.
Oh, Fraser's gone.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he's got bored already.
You just reminded me of my plumbing story. Work related as well.
Ooh.
I'll talk about when he comes back. Is he gone completely?
Well, me.
We got a message. Power cut? Oh my god. Huh? He's had a power cut.
Well, it was a quick one because he's back.
Oh, yeah. Oi, oi, Savaloy!
Well, that was exciting.
It's a brown out.
What does that mean? You did it yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. They call it a brown out here when it's like just a blip or whatever. But I mean, to me, that's a blip. It fucks everything, right? Well, your power goes out for 2 seconds, everything in the house is fucked.
Well, you have to set all your kitchen timers, don't you? And all that.
That's problem. Important, yeah. Anyway.
Imagine if you had a smart oven that sorted all that shit out for you or something. It was just connected to the internet.
Oh, if only I had it. Have we talked about your kettle yet?
I don't think I've mentioned it on the podcast because it was too embarrassing.
Come on, I want to hear this now. Come on.
Right, so I'm jumping back, so I don't want to cut anyone off, but we are going to talk about Neil's smart kettle.
What, now?
Yes.
Well, I don't know where you were. I've been gone, so I don't know where you were.
Well, it was literally about 30 seconds, wasn't it?
Okay, a lot can happen in 30 seconds.
We don't need to go over that.
Don't you know about that, eh, Fraser? Both got kids.
I was going to add a story.
Go on.
Go on then.
Right. plumbing related to Neil's work, last project. And this is a work related one as well. Right. Went into work the other afternoon, Tesco's. And by the fish counter, Neil will tell you, they've got sinks at the back. And there's this, the knife sharpener that they use to fillet the fish with, to sharpen it. That was...
They use the knife sharpener to fillet the fish?
Shush. The knife sharpener that they use to sharpen the knives to fillet the fish was jammed in between the hot tap and the actual spout with about three rolls of yellow and black warning tape. So I thought, looks a bit funny.
It's a bit strange. That doesn't look right.
So one of the girls, I said, what's happened there then? And she goes, one of our managers, complete knob. It was leaking. It was dripping. You couldn't turn it off. No, it was gushing and you couldn't turn it off. So he managed to set it in a certain position so it was just barely dripping. Then he strapped it all up and called the maintenance. Going to come the next day to fix it. So one of the girls, because it was dripping, goes, oh, I just turn it a little bit because it's dripping. Look. So she turns it and then the fucking whole thing is coming out. out boiling hot water. So I thought, there's a little toolbox in the office. I'll just go and get that and I'll fix that for you. So I went in, got the toolbox, come out. As I'm trying to, it wouldn't turn itself off, basically. It didn't matter how where you pulled the handle. It was just gushing water out. So I thought, I know what's wrong with that.
Sorry, can I interrupt here? So can you explain this piece of machinery here to me? What is it like, basically, a tap?
That's just a sink behind the counters where they wash their hands and
water. Oh, it's not the machine that has the water on it.
And... No, it's just a sink. You're going to pour it in
a normal kitchen.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But you can see it from the store, from the other side of the counters. So I says to one of the girls, like, I said, you'll have to hold this tap for a minute because I'm going to undo it and the water's literally going to fucking go everywhere. This is in the store, this is.
on a normal day, you know, people walking past.
Yeah, I knew what was wrong with it. So
Pilch knows what he's doing.
Yeah. So this water's so hot, it's like steaming. It's like 200 degrees. It is literally fucking, you can't put your hands under it. And this steam's going everywhere and the water's going everywhere.
And you've got this poor girl to hold the tap. So.
Yeah. I got the screwdriver, took the plastic cap off the top, undid the actual thing, took the whole tap off. Water's still pissing everywhere. And the manager comes past and goes, does he know what he's doing? 5 minutes later, tap tightened up, screw tightened up, new washer, perfectly fixed, turned it on, turned it off. I looked over, give him the thumbs up. Fixed your tap for you, man. He was not happy.
And the girls who were there were like looking at you going, he's wonderful.
He's a bit of a loser.
Well, she was a little bit wet.
he's a bit of a hot and wet. And he's divorced. So I said to the counter's manager when she came out with a little box of chocolates to thank me.
Oh, nice.
I said, this is why I'm still married and he's divorced. Because he ties it up and calls someone to fix it, and I just fucking fix it.
Hey, yeah, that's great. Yep.
Oh, I'm totally chuffed.
Totally.
He hasn't spoken to me since.
Whatever. Yeah, I can't
that's
remember.
That's the end of my story.
But it's a very good point. I think I fixed something this week. I can't remember what it was. And I did fix something this week, which I'm going to talk about. But I did something else, whatever. And I said to my wife, see, that's why you can't get rid of me. She goes, no. She goes, I couldn't afford to get rid of you.
It's quite a lot for a hitman, isn't it?
Well, hey. So my turntable story continues. If you remember... I had the round of how I got my turntable for my $20 or whatever, and the rope-a-dope I did on that guy to get it. And anyway, I couldn't fix the board. It was pulling too much power and blowing the fuses. And I looked at the board and I've had people say, well, why don't you just sort of fault find on the components on the circuit board? I'm like, I'm not going to do that. That's not what I do. I was sort of considering teaching myself how to do that, but I just can't be fucked. So I ordered a new board from the States that came on early this week, and whipped out the old board, put the new one in. I must admit, I was shitting myself because I paid like $100 for the, get this board across, and if it didn't work, I was like, if I just, it didn't worry me that I would lose $100. I just, the disappointment of it not working was what worried me. Just like how gutted I would be if it didn't work. But I put it in, and lo and behold, it turned on, and my turntable now works, and I have a working turntable, which is great.
Nice. You play so your five albums on it now, then.
I've got more than five albums here. I've got quite a few of some classics from back in the day, which my kids are going, "What's that rubbish?"
Got any white labels?
I have got white labels. I actually have a white label of an Aphex Twin. I have an Aphex Twin white label, which is worth God knows how much. So I have
He's
a couple
Canada's
of things.
Canada's Danny Baker.
So, so the, I don't know.
You're going to get sacked for being a bit of a racist or something.
Yeah, I don't know. So, of course, that's nice. I got that up and running and I put it on. But here's the mistake I made was I was like, you know what? How, I mean, it works through, and I put it on. I put it through my one of my systems there, and it's nice. And I thought, hang on a second. So I grabbed an album that I knew I had on CD, and I grabbed an album that I had on vinyl. And I was like, let's just put them on CD. You know, see what they sound like.
Pause it.
Do a comparison here. The turntable sounded awful compared to CD.
Oh no,
that's okay. That's not the turntable's fault.
That's the record's fault, is it?
It's not the record's fault.
It's the idiot putting it on.
It's not the idiot's fault. Come on.
Needle?
What could it be? Needle.
Yeah.
So the thing is still rocking, like the needle, like it's still the original cartridge it was sold with. Whether it's the original needle, I don't know, but suffice to say, I had to drop another $100 on ordering.
Oh my God, you could have just bought a fucking record player.
No. Okay.
Well, yes, technically, but.
I could do that. Okay, first of all, here's the thing, right? This, if you want to get the equivalent turntable that this is, it's going to cost you over $1,000.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be up around the $1,500 mark.
You could get a pretty good sounding turntable for about $200, I reckon.
Oh, he just don't get it, does he?
He hasn't got a fucking Scooby, has he? He doesn't get it.
It would actually work.
It's not going to be the same. This thing is built like a tech. This thing is from 1980. There's a reason
this is starting to sound like fucking Trigger's broom. You've had the same
group
since fucking 1980.
No, it's not. The only thing that's
fucking
standards. It's not. The only thing that's changed is the board I've changed in it, and I'm going to change the needle, which people do all the time. Anyway, right? So I've ordered the needle. I don't know what's his problem, Pilch. Pilch, you looking for a job? Looking for a new home?
It's just consumables, isn't it? It's like a Sky Electric's car. You've got to keep replacing them brushes, mate. It won't work otherwise.
Exactly. The needle's just a consumer. Look, this thing is beautiful, this turntable. And the other thing, anyways, I fixed it. It's mine. I've done it. I got it up and running. I have a relationship with this turntable now. So it means something to me, right? So anyway, I'll get that needle in and we'll see. Now, if it sounds shit when I get that needle in, then we're in big trouble.
Well, you're going to have to buy a new turntable then, aren't you?
No, I'm not buying a new turntable if that happens. So so that's nice that I got that up and running. I'm very, very pleased. And my next job now is to take it all apart again and give it a good clean. But
is that the board that you put a picture somewhere? Was that on the podcast?
Yeah.
So yeah. Is that the new board or the old board?
That's the old board. The new board looks the exact same though.
It looks like there's fucking nothing on it. It's like the least complicated piece of electronics I think I've ever seen.
Well, you can tell it, Fraser. Well, you know when you're gone, that's going to be the first thing in the skip.
Well, it's no, it's funny you say that, actually, because I was so pleased with myself that I got it up and running, right? And I was talking to my wife at the end of the night, and I went, oh, it's fantastic, fantastic. And I was sort of explaining to her, saying, look, the reason it's so fantastic is because it's, you know, it's basically, it's got its roots in like its Technics roots of this moving magnetic platter and everything, blah, 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 whatever like that. She was glassy-eyed by this point within 5 seconds in. And then I said, but the thing you need to know is, all right, that this thing, when I die, I'm pretty sure this is the way I put it to her. I said, when I die, do not throw that turntable out. I said, you need to sell that turntable. I have another Technics turntable here, which I bought from a garage sale for like $15. And people are selling them for like $200. So I'm like, going to flip that one. I said, if I die, What I'm going to do is I'm going to go around the house at some point with green stickers. And every time you, when I die, if something has a green sticker on it, that means you need to look into selling it. Okay? if it doesn't have a green sticker on, you can just bin it.
Just give it to the charity shop.
If you buy another fucking turntable, you'll be dying quicker than you thought.
Yeah, I don't think I can buy it. I put a bid on another set of speakers this week.
Jesus Christ.
But the lady told me she wouldn't go down to my what I offered her. So I was like, okay, whatever. I don't need them. Well, it turns out now that I've actually bought this needle that I can't actually afford to buy any speakers if that changes. So I'm out of money. The well is dry for toys right now.
Yeah.
Until I sell this other turntable. But I tell you what, you can spend what you want to spend on a needle, eh? So my needle's probably and cartridge or whatever is like $100.
Then, so when you say cartridge, sorry, you keep saying cartridge. Why is it?
So the cartridge holds the needle,
right? Okay. So then that
cartridge bolts to the head shell of the turntable. So the head shell holds the cartridge, which holds the needle.
Right. Okay. Right?
And so once I have that cartridge attached to my turntable, I can change needles. Yep. Like when the needle wears out, I buy a new needle rather than buy a whole new cartridge. Because within the cartridge as well is all the guts of it that's detecting the movement of the needle.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
How old are you, Dave?
Not 40.
Pre-vinyl. Post-vinyl.
Post-vinyl. I knew about needles and everything like that, but I didn't know that the whole unit was a cartridge. Like you replace the whole head, basically. Rather than just the needle, because I think my brother had a vinyl disc player that he had a vinyl disc player, a vinyl player that you just actually had a turntable that you just actually record replaced player. The
gramophone,
the needles, yeah, the
needles themselves.
But I think there is.
Do you have a wireless as well?
But yeah, no, I didn't know. It was a one unit.
No worries, Dave. That's a deeper dive than most people would know, right? Oh. And you can get any. And I've been reading up on load. I learned more about needles and cartridges this week than I should, ever know. Like there's all different types of stylus, like ellipticals and conicals and all, whatever. Like I don't need to know that. That's way into the nerdosphere.
Your arm got a nice bit of weight to it, Fraser, so don't keep.
I'm running around at the moment. I'm running a 2 gram tracking force on my arm. But I set it up all properly, weighted and anti skate and all that, so
we should be good to go.
Not really, no.
Okay.
Well, what am I going to say? Once I start putting shims underneath the table that it's sitting on. What was I going to say? So I was looking on the website to buy the new cartridge. They had, and so, like I said, the one I bought is pretty much what people say is, like, it's a good cartridge. It's the best bang for buck sort of cartridge, right? You know, if you don't really want to go cheaper, but you can definitely go more expensive. There was a cartridge on there, the website I went on, $21,000.
What?
That's outrageous.
Is it?
It is, because it's still not going to sound as good as a CD, is it?
No, weren't you shouting shouting how vinyl was? Who did I have that argument with? I don't know. It's different.
Vinyl was definitely a lot better than cassette in terms of...
Yeah. Oh, that's the one.
Very fresh vinyl.
Yeah.
I think you're probably right on that one. Yeah, for sure. I'm not going to argue that. So anyway, that's the audio section for today. I'll be back when I get my new needle, if that ever turns up in this COVID pandemic infested time we're in.
Do you have to leave it in the porch for like a week before you touch it?
No.
If it comes from the States.
To us, talking about that, we used to wash everything before it came in the house. Now, like, to be honest, we can't be arsed with any of that.
Now it's like a fucking million times worse than it was when you were doing that, yeah.
It's like we're bored of it now. It's like, oh, it's too much hassle. We'll just, we'll just wing it. But yeah, I remember when it first happened, we were, going to the shops, we were not using face masks, but washing everything when it came back.
We were told not to use face masks back in the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It was weird. I don't know what it's like in Canada. You said it's worse over there now, but yeah.
They were talking about it. I don't want to give COVID too much airtime, but they were talking today. People were saying, you know, that the problem right now is people have got complacent. Like, it is the worst that it is. Like, you're hearing these horror stories of hospitals running out of oxygen, and we've had two hospitals not far from us that their ICU beds are at, you know, they run out of ICU beds.
Right.
You know, so people are getting complacent. You know, the problem is, has never been people, you know, people dying obviously is a problem. But the problem has always been hospitals getting overrun with patients and then not being able to treat everyone. Like, that's what people can't seem to understand. You know, that was why we have to contain it, right? Mm. But it was just funny. Like, my kids were playing around a couple of nights ago, and for some reason, my daughter tied her hands behind her back and was sort of scooting around the house. And I was like, you definitely do not need to be doing that right now. Because, like, there is no way I am going to any emergency room with you right now, you know. Like, you do not want to have a heart attack right now. You do not want to have an aneurysm in your brain or anything like that. This is the time when you just need to sort of, like, cover yourself in cotton wool and just isolate, right?
Yeah. To be honest, that's what I was telling my mate, is that it was being a bit of an, oh, you know, all this is stupid, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, look, the problem is if you have a serious accident at home, you cut yourself or you scald yourself or, you know, you fall over and hit your head.
You accidentally fall over and land on that broom handle.
If that, you might not be able to be treated at your local hospital because they might be full, and you might have to go 30 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles to the next hospital that has a spare place for you, which could be hours. Oh, I didn't think about that. Well, no. No.
Of course you did.
Our health service was already stretched before all this, you know, with all the cuts and everything. You know, everything's sort of, you know, optimized to the max to be able to, you know, just do what's needed. And then all this comes out. And they're having to find thousands of beds that are for an illness that nobody even anticipated for.
So, exactly.
It doesn't matter how many are dying now, because the hockey season started, Canada's happy.
I think they are. Yeah, I haven't really paid much attention to that, but I know that, it's definitely started. People are talking about it.
Yeah. Oh god, it'll be your, I don't know, pushing rocks down a ice rink time now, isn't it?
Well, curling clubs are shut for sure.
So what, amateur? Not amateur. Well, yeah, amateur.
Is there such a thing as professional curling?
Semi-professional, I think. Fraser, is it your prize?
I've boarded on. I've won prize money before.
Have you really?
People literally get paid to curl.
But they're pros for sure. Curling is such it's an Olympic sport. People, you know, they're pros.
But Olympic is amateur.
To be amateurs.
Is that generally true anymore?
That was in 1960 something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those are the old days. Anyone? Like, these guys.
They're probably just amateurs still.
They're training 52 weeks a year. Like, they're not, you know. Anyway,
it's the reason I haven't won at curling. Because I'm not doing that.
What would your if 52? What do you do 52 weeks a year? So if it was a sport, drink. That you would. There you go. All right, let's move on then. Anybody else got a story to tell? Did we miss anyone?
Bits and pieces, couple of things I watched. The Untouchables yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an old film. That's for sure.
Untouchables.
1987.
Yeah. Kevin Costner, Sean Connery.
Oh my gosh.
Robert De Niro. Some huge names in the film. Andy Garcia looking extremely young. It's an odd film. Watching it now. I think
it's a mafia film, isn't it?
I don't think.
It's Capone.
Right.
Yep. Prohibition and all that. But
okay. 1930s.
Really 2030s. Strange, like, style. Like the way it's done, it's not serious and it's not a comedy. I'm not sure what it is, but It was the past couple of hours, yeah. It's just, I don't think I've watched it since it came out. But there was a computer game, weren't there? Untouchables computer game by Ocean, I think. Way back. This is talking like Commodore 64.
I was going to say, yeah, this is not modern era game.
I'm sure there was a computer game for the Untouchables. Maybe it was an Atari or Strike Amiga type of thing, I don't know. But yeah.
How dare you talk about computer games this early in
the show? I know, shocking. But yeah, I wasn't really sure what to make of it. It was very strange. It's like it was a bit like a comic book movie, but about relatively serious subjects. So it's just a bit odd.
Is it one of those films that it's got all these big names in it? It's kind of pandering to the actors that are playing the characters. So it's like, big pieces like 10-15 minutes on specific characters.
I don't know. I wouldn't even say that.
It's like a feel-good gangster movie, isn't it? In a way,
it's not Bugsy Malone. It's not too far. But it's weird. It's really odd. So, yeah. You were quite a fan of it, weren't you, Fraser?
I loved it in the day. I haven't watched it for 20, 30 years or whatever.
34 years or whatever since it came out.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put it on my list of things to scroll past on Netflix.
Yeah, and I started watching something that was actually looked like it could be quite interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's, you heard of All or Nothing on the Amazons? They do like behind the scenes documentaries, usually sporting. I think
I watched sporting. The Spurs one.
I started watching the Spurs one tonight.
It's a bit out of date now, though, isn't it?
Well, I know, yeah, but that's like pre COVID, isn't it? Although, like, obviously, the later stages of that, I guess they get into that, do they? I don't know. But it was like Pochettino's, like, gets binned off in the first episode and they bring in Mourinho. It was quite interesting to watch that. So I'm going to carry on watching that anyway, I think.
You know what's going to happen, though. So.
There's no need for no spoilers on that, is there? Because it's all in the past.
I watched the City one. That was quite good.
Was it?
I watched the NFL one. I did watch
something. I watched the Formula One ones, but that was on Netflix, wasn't it? But, it's a similar kind of thing to that.
Well, I was going to say, Drive to Survive was like, you know the outcome of it, but the details of the fact that when they're following of it made it, like, because it's all behind the scenes stuff, that's what made it really interesting, and the stories behind the management and everything like that. I'm guessing it's the same.
Yeah, obviously, like, they must take fucking hundreds of hours of footage, and they obviously edit it down to like an hour a week or whatever. 40
odd minutes episode. Yeah. So, do they go into like the choice of why the choice of the team? Like the specific...
Well, there's some interviews and stuff like that, but like, and then like the first episode is like, say, you saw the end of the Pochettino era and like the start of the Mourinho era of Spurs, and it's so you see like Mourinho's first day. You obviously see bits, like I say, you see the bits that they've put in the show, you don't know everything's gone on, obviously.
Yeah.
The
interview
like Daniel Levy, the chairman, and all that. And so that's like a planned interview, but there's like the bits where they've just got them on the training field and they've got them all mic'd up and stuff like that. So
and they've just come in,
choose the bits
at the end of the
that
game.
Make it interesting, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
They do 2 hours of them sitting eating their sandwiches, aren't they?
So, but yeah, they did do a bit of that. Though. There was like the chit-chat in the Spurs first team restaurant after they know that Pochettino's could add the boot and they're all talking about Mourinho coming in and all that sort of shit. So.
Well, I think that is interesting because, you have a team of players that know each other, work together.
Well,
Pochettino
was there 5.5 years, so they've all built up this like relationship with this guy and he's gotten them overnight. They've got the new guy.
Yeah. It's weird. I've always thought that football's really weird with like managers being sacked and stuff because, new manager comes in and it's still the same team unless like major drastic changes are brought about with change of captainship or change of first team players or getting new players in that changes the dynamic. But like, literally just replacing the manager for a new one. I've always imagined a new manager comes in and goes, can you play better now? Because, like, you were shit before, but, like, now I've got to tell you to be better, so be
better. It was really, the Spurs situation was really weird, because, like, what was it, in, like, July they're in the Champions League final, and then by November they've binned off the manager who got them to the Champions League final because it was just going horribly wrong at the beginning of the next season. So
I don't follow football that you know, as much.
Anyway, like I said, I've only watched the first one, but it's cool. It's kind of like
I suppose if you're into football, you know, and
well, even if I don't think you need to necessarily be into football.
I said that about F1, but like
yeah, but it's football's a bit more, you know, sort of.
Is there any wags in it?
Not yet.
Oh.
It's all been about the club and the players and the management and all that.
I don't think there's any wags.
Okay. Did you have something else, or is that?
Oh fucking hell! Yeah, WandaVision. Have you seen this? The fucking the
WandaVision. Yeah, WandaVision. WandaVision.
No, so, I saw that. It's on Disney Plus. I don't. Yeah. Should I? Oh dear, no.
Well, it's odd. For a start, it's like I Love Lucy or something. It's all black and white. Me and my boy watched it for 5 minutes. Like, he's like, "This is boring." I was like, "Yes, it is boring. Let's turn it off." So,
oh, okay, all right.
They've literally made a whole subscription just for one fecking program, haven't they?
Well, Mandalorian.
That's the only thing I've watched in 2 years.
Well, that Soul film's supposed to be good, isn't it? So, but. That came straight to streaming.
Soul's all right.
In a normal COVID-free world, that probably would have gone to the cinema, though, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, seriously, I'm going to take off about a week, just holiday from work, in maybe a month or two, and just have my 7 days of like
watch Mandalorian.
Like Disney Plus subscription for free. And
you've got Game Pass. You've got Ultimate Game Pass because you can buy get like a free month. I don't know.
Yes,
you might be able to get a free month.
I've got 2 months. Yeah, I can buy 2 months now.
Ooh.
I would. I wouldn't binge The Mandalorian. I would try and stretch it out, because the problem is with binging it, I think you can get fed up with The Mandalorian. Like, it is, it's good, but it's still a bit of a.
It's the same story each week, isn't it? It's
right. That's right. Yeah.
Western, sort of, you come into a new town and help out the villagers and. Move on. It's like Lassie.
Yeah. Littlest Hobo,
yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Right. So, I would stretch it out if you can. Like, I can watch, my kids wanted to binge it. I watched two in a row and I fucking hate it after watching two in a row. But then if I have a week off and watch another one, I love it again.
Yeah, right. We did it every, the day after it came out. We didn't stack them up, we just watched them. Which is something I very rarely do nowadays, actually.
Yeah.
I either wait till they're all out or do watch two or three or four and then... But yeah, this one, it was just out like old-fashioned telly. Oh, it's on, right, 9 o'clock Friday.
Yeah.
Watch that. Everyone sat and watched it. We ain't sat and watched the programme as a family for years.
Yeah, we were the same. I really liked that. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I don't want to dwell too long on TV. That's let's crack on then and get to the tweet, because Andy Cox sent us a tweet. He says, "Evening all, hope all's well. Got a couple of questions for you. My first is actually a gaming question."
Ooh, what?
I grew up in the era of TV consoles mainly being Pong-type machines, so most of my major gaming took place in arcades. I'd like to ask, what's your favorite arcade cabinet? I'm the same as Andy, same age. I'm probably around about the same age as Andy. So I have some good arcade memories and experiences. And my favorite arcade cabinet was Tron.
I don't remember Tron.
It was, I don't know why, I loved that arcade machine. I loved it. And it had like basically a huge, big, waggly joystick in the center of it. And then also like a dial, because some of the games, there's a tank game on it where you could use the dial. Yeah. You would use the stick to control the tank, and then you could use the dial to control which way the turret was firing, and light games or whatever. I mean, it just chewed your quarters like there was no tomorrow. Mm. But I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, so.
My main memories are of Sega machines in the arcades, like fucking Afterburner, Thunderblade, fucking Hang On, all the ones with this massive, like the ride on motorbike.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
All that fucking like shit, and Super Monaco GP.
My favourite arcade used to be like the light gun ones. I think it was Time Crisis. There's a Time Crisis machine that was, it was really good. I think it was like 50p or a pound a go, or you know, a credit. And mate, that used to like smash my parents used to get really annoyed.
Money was gone in about 10 minutes.
But oh mate, I think it had a pedal on the floor that you could use. I think you pressed it to duck or you let go to duck. I can't remember which way around it was, but like I used to get so into it. Like I used to like to duck. I think it was pressed because I used to press down. And I used to duck behind. I was fully immersed for like.
It was like being in VR.
Yeah, it was like for the. Because there were massive screens and you're really close to it, and it was really like it was really immersive, and it was that they were good. I like that one.
Nice, Pilch.
I'm going to be a bit predictable here. Bubble Bubble.
Oh yeah, Pilch's favourite.
If I was going for something more, I'd definitely Outrun when they brought out the two actual Ferrari cars you sat in.
Yeah.
That was an awesome thing, that was.
A fucking Sega Rally as well.
Loved playing Outrun. Yeah, Sega Rally. Oh, that was... Yeah, them two. I think they were the king of the driving games at that time. Absolute brilliant. Used to, oh, God. Down at Southend Seafront. Fuck knows how much money wasted.
Nice. Okay. Where else? Sorry, I got distracted here. My wife's gone into a call. It's really noisy. Holy smokes. Where are we, Andy? Sorry. Okay,
second
back on
question,
track.
Yep.
Well, I'm doing that dance. You know, I'm sending her a text message. Can you please turn the TV down? She said, oh, it's not. It's my call. You know, I'm trying to do that little dance around. That's, we just fucking turn it down. Fuck's sake. Then I'm going to be the asshole for the rest of the night.
You wouldn't have known if you hadn't mentioned it.
Andy says, second question, couple of parts. IGN at Christmas had a special podcast about sandwiches and fast food. On it was mentioned one that only seems to be available in one part of Canada called the Donair. For the benefit of the others, it's a doner kebab made of beef instead of lamb. And served with a sweet sauce made from condensed milk, sugar, and garlic powder. Has Fraser ever had one? First of all, I think it's just like a kebab, right?
Who knows if we even get lamb in this country?
Yeah,
exactly. And the sweet sauce made of condensed milk, sugar, and garlic powder, that makes it sound far more... Well, it's just a fucking garlic sauce, right? And it's squirted out of a shitty bottle. It looks like they've had it for 20 years. There's nothing romantic about this at all, okay? Have I ever had one? I'm not sure the specific Donair. I don't know. I think I have, and I don't remember being very impressed by it. All right. Second part is kebabs. How do you have yours? Pilch.
When I'm pissed.
Properly.
Great answer.
Will you not consider having one while you're sober?
No.
Oh.
No. I've never had one when I'm sober. I've only ever had one at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
They are amazing.
It's in fucking state. Have you actually looked at it?
I saw the meat get it delivered once. I say meat, that's got air quotes in it. Just like this big bags of white stuff. I was like, I guess that's the lamb they put in the kebabs. Then that looks fucking gross.
So... Well, they had to shear it first, did they?
maybe. It was just
Neil, what would you go for? Donna. What would you go for?
I have I don't like the chicken sheesh, but I do quite like a mixed lamb and chicken sheesh. It's pretty good with hot chili sauce and loads of salad.
Nice. Dave?
I'm going to sound really posh. So, my preference of doner kebab has...
I thought you said you were going to sound posh. I thought you'd say you don't eat kebabs.
No. Well, so since I've been 18, so near on 20 years, I've been going to the same doner kebab shop in Northampton, called King Kebab. And they do a chicken tikka in naan, right? So it's a chicken tikka shish kebab in a naan bread with chili sauce and mayonnaise with all the salad apart from tomato. And, well, when I was younger, not so much nowadays, but when we was younger...
Where's this posh bit coming in? Where do they serve it on a gold plate or something?
Was... Well, they were based in the town centre. And we lived a little bit outside. So what we used to do is we used to pop in, like at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, pop into the shop, order a takeout, and jump into the delivery guy's car to deliver it at home.
Nice. You're
so tired by the delivery man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
You have a Bentley? Because I'm not sure when it gets posh.
he had a Peugeot 206, and like we used to pile in about six of us, like it's like two in the boot, three or four in the back. Oh, it was. But no, the posh bit is that's how it has to be. I hate a normal kebab. Like I just like the, a normal.
It has to be chauffeur driven.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that, Dave, because doner kebabs.
A doner kebab.
I would be the same as Pilch. I would have to be proper drunk before I'm going to eat shaven meat in a, in a.
It's just too greasy. Thing. Like a normal doner kebab is too greasy.
Yeah, doner is not the one, definitely.
But my go-to would be a lamb kofte from a specific shop in Slough. I know that's my favorite place that serves them up. But a lamb kofte barbecued up, and then that's and then with a chili sauce and garlic sauce and salad. Oh my god, I could murder that right now.
But But then a naan bread, with the chicken tikka, it soaks up all the flavor. Like so, it's a bit thicker, but it's like it gives it a.
I love a naan bread.
So yeah,
nice. Okay, all right, Andy. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Andy, for making us really hungry.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. We have a question from Lord, PC Builder Extraordinaire. Yeah. I got your sound card yet? You will.
He hasn't spent like 500 quid on his PC for a week, so.
Yeah, he says, if I was to give you £1,000 right now, what would you spend it on?
Kebabs.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm so boring now. If someone gave me £1,000 right now, I would put it into the bank, right, and wait for like the next DIY project I've got coming up, or invest it in shares. It's so uninteresting.
To England.
Now, if you were to give me £1,000,000, now I could come up with some fun to spend it on, right? But £1,000 would just take the edge off a couple of things.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? It's £1,000 is a couple of months being comfortable rather than looking at the bills.
That's right.
£1,000, you wouldn't think twice about that £21,000 needle, would you?
I can tell you, if I had £1,000,000, I would still think twice about a 21 grand needle.
I think I've said about this before. It's like, I couldn't retire on £1,000. If I had £1,000,000 now... If I had £1,000,000 now, I couldn't retire. Like, I'm at that age that I still, like...
Well, you just, like, piss £1,000,000 up the wall in a week and
carry on. I probably could
£1,000,000 is not as much as everyone is not as much as it used to be, obviously, but
you'll get just... £30,000 a year interest.
I don't know if you will at the moment.
That's 0.1% interest if you're lucky.
Yeah, but you're not just gonna stick it in your fucking Nationwide, are you?
No, if you've got £1,000,000, I think you probably get decent interest because they go, oh, you've got £1,000,000, would you like to put it in our bank? Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, we haven't got £1,000,000. We've only got £1,000.
£1,000. I would. Okay. I would put it towards a CRF 300 rally. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Oh, they're 6,100 though. By the way.
Oh, okay. So you're looking at the L version, are you?
Yeah.
Well, is that with L plates?
I don't need a screen.
Screen?
Belly plan.
Is it like a fucking cyberpunk bike or something?
While we've been talking, I've been looking into motorbikes, and the one that Pilch is, I like the look of the rally version.
Applied for a loan, have you?
Yeah.
Since we started, he's applied for the loan. Put his order in online.
Quid, or whatever. Let's get a Wonga.
Yeah. Sorry.
You've got a Honda dealer right near you, I think, haven't you?
We do, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Mm. Down the road.
Okay,
I wouldn't literally spend a grand on kebabs.
Maybe you'd buy a smart kettle.
Fuck off. I don't appear a pretty fucking smart kettle for a grand, I'd have thought, but yeah.
Can I boil your kettle from here?
You could probably have. I haven't got a smart kettle.
Okay, tell us the smart. Okay.
Should we get on?
We're on to the smart kettle story.
I'd spend a grand on loads of shit for my PC that I probably don't need, like new steering wheels and. God knows what, which I'd probably use for about 10 minutes. They're not used, yeah. But anyway, I fucking ordered a smart kettle on Black Friday. Okay? It was 40 quid off or something, 79 quid.
How much?
It was a smart kettle.
Fucking wants to be. What's a degree?
Right. Anyway, turns out I've had my money back because. I don't know, I was on a bit of a smart thing. This is when I ordered my smart plugs that I went, yeah, smart kettle, because getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning three times a week is a bit of a ball ache, I've got to be honest. And I was like, you know, if I could just set my kettle to come on in the morning before I even get out of my arse out of the bed, it'll be perfect temperature by the time I get out and pull my kettle. Because, I must have been drinking or something that week.
We've had the discussion about the smart kettle. And
I instantly regretted purchasing this.
You should absolutely have regretted even thinking about a smart kettle, let alone buying one.
Well, there was a big fucking palaver. I ordered it Black Friday. They took the money straight away.
Of course.
Never heard nothing for like 2 weeks. I decided to email them or whatever after 2 weeks and said, I have not heard a fucking thing about what's going on with my kettle. I was a bit more polite than that. But what the hell is going on, basically? They're like, oh, yeah, it'll be dispatched in the next 24 hours. I was like, okay, so if I hadn't emailed you, what the hell would be going on? Like, would it literally just have been dispatched? Got an email the next day from them, say it'd been dispatched. Left it a few days. It was on express 24-hour delivery. Didn't turn up for about 5 days. So I was like, glue it to the Friday. Still not have my kettle. What's going on? They're like, oh yeah, it's definitely been dispatched. I was like, okay. I emailed like the parcel force, whoever was supposed to be delivering it, saying, what's going on with this? They're like, yeah, we haven't got it. It's like, okay. So I went back to the people who told me, yeah, it's definitely been dispatched. Like they're telling me you ain't got it. They haven't got it. So what's going on? So anyway, it goes back and forth God knows how many times. They still reckon they've sent it. Fuck knows where this kettle is. I've had a refund. And they said, when the kettle turns up, you'll have to make sure you refuse the delivery and they'll send it back to us. I'm like, yeah, that ain't fucking happening.
No.
It's been fucking 6 weeks and the thing hasn't still isn't here.
So. That makes my blood boil.
So, fuck smarter.
Is that a boil gag or is it like literally... No.
Just cut that bit out, because no one will.
Okay, so Neil's kettle of shame.
Yeah, never doing that again. If I ever say something, you need to like let me know within the like 24 hours.
I'd never heard you. I can guarantee if you told me, if I'd had a hint that you were considering buying a... You know what I would have done. I would have told you what I just told you.
The smart coffee maker sounds a bit more good.
Oh, jeez. Somebody save him.
I had them in the 70s, mate, next to your bed.
Yeah. Tea's made,
yeah.
You could win them on Bullseye.
Yeah, there's a reason they're 50p at garage sales. Okay, let's move on to what we've been playing then. I'm going to start off Dave.
Me? Oh, mate.
And then I'm just going to nip for a pee while you get cracking on Space Engineers.
Okay, I've been playing Space Engineers. A lot.
I thought you were just going to leave it there.
No, I nearly did. Just piss Fraser off.
Wait for Fraser to come back.
Yeah. No, I've been playing Space Engineers a lot. I don't know why I started it. Like, Sean started playing, and then I don't know. I think there's been various updates on it, and I think I saw a few of the people that I follow on YouTube have been playing a little bit of it. So I got into it, and so whenever I play these video games, I play in survival. I never do creative because I want to follow the progression and like the story of a survival mode, you know. But I'm getting on nowadays, and I done a day of survival. And it's like, oh mate, there's all this mining for ore and then taking it back and refining it, and then, you know, waiting for the refining to finish to do the bits to create the spaceship or the rover or whatever to mine more things. And I was just like, I'm just getting into creative, and I've absolutely been loving it, because in Space Engineers you can set yourself in a survival mode with creative abilities, just you know, without worrying about the cost of things. You just put down items and it's already done, and I've been loving it. Like, I've been doing spaceships, but I do the creative part in that I make the spaceships, and then I put it back into survival mode to see if they actually work as ships to do what I want, to see if I can, you know, create an atmospheric spaceship to mine a shaft down about 100 meters to get to some ore, and bring that back up and set that in an automatic mode to set waypoints to do that, and I've been doing all that really,
do you set yourself like a goal then, to give you something to aim towards?
Basically,
is there a goal in the game already?
No, the goal in the game is to survive. What I've done is I've added about 5 or 6 different mods of different AI factions that can come and sort of mess with you. Why I started is they added a new planet called Pertam, I think it's called, which is an Earth-like, but it's more gravity. It's desert-like. They added it with some DLC, but they added a planet for everybody, and then the DLC is different blocks and different aesthetics that you can create. So I used to, well, I'm like one of the least creative people that I know, in that I'll create something just functional that will work, and I don't care how it looks. But I think the reason I did that is because I did everything in creative, in survival, and now I've gone that to actually creative.
Everything is bare bones, basically.
Yeah, basically, like, because everything was a resource that I'd spent time and energy to do. But the fact that I've actually gone to creative now, and that is not a sort of something that I need to do, I've found myself spending a lot more time messing about with colours and like corner parts, and you know, not making just a brick that would do something and be good at it. I'd actually put some aesthetics behind it, and I've been making a spaceship to actually go into space. I was doing it just before we came on. That normally what I would have done is just created a frame, stuck loads of thrusters on it, and sent it up and see if it would actually escape the gravity well of the planet that I'm on. But it's weird that like in creative now, I seem to spend twice as much time like just making stuff look nice. So it's not just a brick now. Like I'm creating like a sort of a asymmetric like horseshoe shaped spaceship that is it's really weird.
You're discovering your arty side, aren't you? Your aesthetic side.
It's funny because I'd never working within survival mode, I'd always be worried about the cost, the time cost, the you know everything like that. But now I've gone into, I'm still in survival mode, but using a creative aspect of it. Like I'm making all these different ships that I would have never thought about, like doing. And I today I was creating a glass gangway from where I'd like actually board the ship to where I'd get to my command module that was like a big glass bubble. And before I'd just randomly stick down a chair somewhere. Like, it doesn't matter where and stick a camera at the front and go, oh, there you go, I'll just control it from there. But now I'm worrying about the look of it without thinking about the cost. But the time aspect that I was doing it doesn't come into the equation that I'd always thought was a big thing. It's like, oh, I just want to get it done. But I'm spending more time without worrying about the cost of it. Yeah, it's strange, but it's pulled me in. I've done in the last week, the fact that I'm playing it single player and I've had a really bad cough and a cold. I've played this within the last within the last week. It says 84 hours.
Oh my word.
I'm not sure if that's right.
You had the week off work, have you?
No, but I've been firing it up. I've been telling the missus because the missus, Vicky, has not been sleeping very well at the moment because I've got a cough and a cold, so I'm not sleeping. So I'm coughing in sleep, and she's a very light sleeper, so I'm getting her drugged up for about 7 or 8 o'clock. So I jump on at about 8 o'clock.
Flies into the cup of tea at 7, 8 o'clock.
So she's going to bed about 8 o'clock, half 8, 9. I'm playing until about most nights until about 3 o'clock in the morning. There has been one night where it's been 5 o'clock in the morning.
Ouch. Oh, Dave!
So I have been putting the hours in, but it's again,
yeah.
Like it's well, you know, I have been playing a few games of Valiant as well. But
how do you do that if you're working?
Badly.
Working involves snoozing, I guess, most of the day.
The thing is, I've been really busy at work, so...
Damn, son. Wow, fair play to you. If you could do that, fair play. I mean, that just sounds scary to me.
It's... So I have, like, the last... Well, yesterday and today, I have had, a half-hour kip after work. And Vic was like, why are you so sleepy? It's like, oh, I'm just tired. I'm busy at work. Yeah.
Still not feeling very well. Maybe that's why you've got a cough and a cold. It's because it might be. An hour a day.
But I've got such an addictive person. Like I know this is not good for me. But I'm the kind of person that would be like, I'll just pop on quickly. I just want to do this one thing. I've got this one thing. I just want to finish this spaceship that I'm creating. It won't take long. 4 o'clock in the morning. Fuck! Fuck's sake! I've got to be up in 3 hours.
Oh man!
Like, and I just do it.
Here's a question for you though. If you were going into work, would you be doing this?
Yeah.
No.
I have done. I know I have. Well, I think this is why I quit Space Engineers last time. Because it was seriously fucking with my life. Like,
it's funny you say that, because I was walking the other day and somebody said, the guy I walk with, he said, oh, my son's thinking about playing Rust. He's getting into Rust. And I was like, oof, I can't play Rust again. I'm not allowed to play Rust again. He was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, yeah. Grace was like, oh, yeah, he can't play Rust anymore. And, oh, is it really bad? Was it? And it was, and it wasn't so much that it was really bad. It was just that I fucking loved it, right? Yeah. And it was always on. The game was always on. So when you were away, it didn't matter. Things were still, shit was going down in the server. It just fucking absorbed, took my life over. It's like, no, that guy, I can't play that game anymore.
Oh, no, sorry, you just reminded me. Right. So, it started with me being on a server. And I joined a multiplayer server for Space Engineers, which was always ongoing. And I joined a random, I looked up and I was like, you know, I'm looking for friends to play Space Engineers on this multiplayer server.
Please be my friend.
Yeah, basically. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, we were always accepting people.
I'll be up till 3 a.m. most nights.
You know, I was like, I don't mind mining and stuff, and you know, I'll help
we'll
out.
Work for Rohypnol.
basically, you know, but I wanted to join like a faction, because you can join Space Engineers, you have factions and there's groups of people that join together and you can all have access to the same stuff, and you know, the more people you have, the more people are active, the quicker stuff gets done, because you know, more people are mining and pooling resources and everything like that. So I was playing, I must have put like 10-15 hours in to accessing this faction on, I think it was like UK server 2 or 5 or something like that. One of them, and that was fine. You know, I'll go in and, you know, you kind of obligatory have to do some mining and get resources for everybody. But I forgot that I hadn't actually been playing like Space Engineers for a long, long time. And one of the things that the faction that I had access to was a large grid miner machine, which was a mining machine. Like, it had wheels. There was like 5 or 6 different mining heads on it, and you go over to a resource. You went out and find a resource, iron, cobalt, all these different things, and you basically set it to go, and it went off. What I didn't realise is I was setting up my group actions, and your group actions are things like, you know, set the mining head to go, set the pistons to go down at a certain speed, but I accidentally set the wheel speed to increase concurrently, and that you do that to, you know, build up some speed to get actually to where you need to go, and I accidentally set that instead of park, and what had happened is I'd been playing for 15 hours with this faction, with people that I've been talking to, and I set it to go, and I pressed the one thing, got out of the ship, went back to the base, and I was like, oh, why is the big mining rig that everybody is like dependent on, why is that moving away? So end of the story, I basically just wrecked this mining rig. I set it to go, and it went, and I couldn't catch up with it. I couldn't stop it. And this must have been people's like tens to hundreds of hours of progress. And I went,
go on then.
And I went, oh, I'm going single player.
Did you just duck out?
I went, yeah, it looks like this thing went, and then like I started seeing replies, because there was about 15 people in at the same time, and like, what the fuck's just happened? I was like, sorry guys, and I ducked out, and like,
later.
I to be honest, I actually just quit and just shut the computer down. I was like, I can't fucking believe what I've just done. And then, like, I haven't been back into the same thing. Like, because... Yeah, so I went single player, and this is why I went, like, single player, creative mode, make what I want. Because all the multiplayer servers is survival only. You can't, like, cheat any of the systems, and there is, like, PvP, and, you know, everything is... You know,
he's just massively trolled, like,
and I it wasn't on purpose. I accidentally set the
but the fact that you just disappeared. They've all gone.
I was just like, yeah,
fuck,
yeah, like, no. I think I was.
If you'd stayed, what do you think would have happened?
I think I'd have got kicked. Just. They'd have gone.
Just said, yeah. Really sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Complete accident. They'd be like, you fucking troll.
Yeah. I just went, it's just not worth it. It's, yeah. But
it's not worth it. I'm just going to cut my losses and get out of here.
Yeah.
Before I fucking find out where I live.
But actually, then going on to single player and going in survival mode, but using creative tools to make my ships and stuff, like, I've actually, like, had a passion for making things look nice, mm-hmm. and not just making a purely functional thing.
Right. Yeah.
The time in the game at the moment is not brilliant.
Yeah, we had to drag you out, didn't we, this week to come and play Valorant. You
yeah.
Given a little bit of a nudge.
Yeah.
Dave, Valorant, go on.
Yeah.
It's like Matt, Red Dead. We've got a couple of people obsessed with games now in the old clan.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all you have then, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is that what you got, Dave? What's that? Is that it?
A little clan?
No, Space Engineers. That's it. That's all you have.
It's one of the things I have. It's the thing that's pulling me in at the moment. Right. But, you know, multiplayer games, and I'm playing with games with, you know, people I know and like, and don't get mad at me.
Hopefully you can't create massive spaceships that copy everyone's game in Red Dead Online.
Yeah, you know, Red Dead, I have been playing more, some Red Dead as well, with Neil and Matt. It's good, and, you know, I do need to sort of get in touch with people now and again, but... Just Space Engineers. Just, yeah, it's pulling me in. It's a drug. It's a.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get you back sometime.
Yeah.
Neil, do you want to carry on? Because you're Red Deading as well, right?
That's, you know, I don't know. I've not been up till 3 o'clock in the morning and playing it every night, but I have played a lot of fucking Red Dead.
There's some hours being put in that game right now by a few people.
I'll tell you what I've noticed
is that Matt is playing the shit out of it,
and well,
he's also got his children playing it.
Yeah,
he's had his children grinding things for him on it, right?
Yeah, grinding gold.
So what's the big thing that's going down? Is that what it? What is everyone working towards?
There's multiple roles in the game.
Fill me in here. Give me a clue. I don't know what's going on.
The first thing I picked up was the bounty hunter role. So you go, like, you can't do bounties unless you've got the bounty hunter. So you have to get so many gold bars together, then you pay some gold bars. You can pay real money for gold bars, but you don't have to. You can earn them in the game. And then you unlock a role, bounty hunter. So which means you can go up to the bounty boards at the sheriff's stations or jails or whatever, and you can pick a bounty. Off you go and do it. Or you can pick from the legendary bounties, which is a sort of like a mini quest, like a bit more storied, bit more cutscenes and all that sort of stuff than just a standard pick up it off the board bounty. Then there's the collector role, which is I've just picked up. I picked up, talked about that last week, where you have to go and
I know. I keep hearing people just suddenly come on, let's go play Valorant. And I keep hearing, hang on, I just got to go find a maple
syrup. I can just pick up some arrowheads or some fucking, I fucking can't remember now. All sorts of bollocks. Tarot cards.
Oh, yeah, that was one of them, yeah.
You have so sets, and then you get cash for selling them to this work random mad crazy woman.
So what's the... Okay, so now you do your collecting and you get more gold or cash, right? And so what are we... What's the...
There's like a battle pass type of thing in Red Dead.
Right.
It lasts... I think the current one ends in March the 15th or something like mid-March. And it's 40 gold bars to do the buy the battle pass. I, through just playing the game, have completed, inverted commas, the battle pass, even though I haven't bought it.
Right.
Did that today. So I've been doing it, going on, doing my daily... Like, if you do one daily, you get so many missions a day.
Mm-hmm.
The more roles you've got, the more missions you can do. If you complete one mission per day... Up to 28 days. Excuse me. After 7 days, you get a boost to the gold you earn for doing a daily. After 14 days, they boost that. 21 days, they boost that again. If you do 28 days, you're up to 2.5 times gold earned for every daily you do, which is basically a quarter of a gold bar per daily mission. And if you get to 28 days, they give you a treasure map, $100, and some other bits and pieces, like a couple of like cosmetic-y type things. I can't remember what it is now. And I'm... Well, what's the other role I've got? Fucking collectors, bounty hunting. Brain fart. I haven't got the naturalist role and I haven't got one moonshining. So Matt's started the moonshining role the other day. Because, like I said, he's got his daughter playing it and they're just... fucking around all day long, and he earned enough gold bars basically to get the battle pass. It's 40 gold bars. When you buy the battle pass, you get 30 gold bars back. Then he unlocked the moonshining role, which is where you get a pub, you can have like your own pub, serve drinks at the pub and all this stuff, and you get a whole load of different missions that you can't do. But it's just busy work, mostly, basically. You know, I played Destiny a shitload. This is the Destiny type thing for me at the minute. Like, obviously, completely different scenario, but it's that I log in every day. There's something for me to do to give me something to do, and at the end of that, keep doing those little things, I'll get rewarded. Yeah. Like,
you know, it's so interesting. I think that sums it up. Busy work, isn't it? That's just. Yeah, it's really interesting. But that's what it is.
The acts of doing the busy work is fun. So.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's an online game, and I don't know if they do something, but for when I first started playing it, I wasn't really getting bothered by other players, but it got to a certain point where I've definitely noticed there have been a bit more interaction via bullets with other players.
Why, do you think you're on people's radar now or something?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if they've sort of just like kind of... When you start off, I guess it depends how you play the game. You could become... Like, you could go in there and immediately try shooting everybody that you come across, players. But when you're low level... probably not a very good idea to start taking on people who are like 150. Why is that?
What will they have? Better stuff?
Well, they'll just have much more access to the better stuff. Like, you have to earn cash. Like, there's two currencies, gold bars and dollars. So the gold bars will get you access to mostly the roles that are available, which you either will increase the rate that you can earn gold bars or increase the rate that you can earn cash. The more cash you get, the more guns you can buy. There's a whole load of like modifiers, I guess, if you were looking playing like a role-playing game. Like, you get... Initially, you'll have like one dead eye, which is like when you go into sort of slow mode. And you can like... I've got one called Paint It Black. So if I go into dead eye, I can look at targets and it'll mark them. And then... I just press shoot and it goes bang, 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 and shoots all the targets that are. The longer more you upgrade it, the more targets you can mark and that sort of stuff, which works really well in like PvE, encounters, because you couldn't like go to a camp and just fucking waste loads of people. But it also works against other players, like, which me and Matt were getting schooled by some high level player. We were doing a trading mission where you have to, like, there's part of the game is called trading, and you have to supply dead animals to your guy at your camp, and then occasionally run a resupply mission, which is basically could be one of any number of little things, like either steal some supplies off someone who's had an accident, go to a fucking farm and take them by force, or pay, like, or give someone something to get some supplies taken back to the camp. He keeps making stuff, and once he's made enough stuff, you sell it, and you can either choose the easy option and deliver it locally, less risk, quicker mission, less rewards, or you can go for the longer mission further away. If you've played GTA Online, you're like, certain things you do will suddenly alert everyone on the server that you're doing it.
Oh, okay.
So in Red Dead Online, there's that thing where, like, it'll alert people within a certain radius, I guess, that you're doing. So people who've got the trading ability will see you are doing a trading mission, and they can come and they can decide to completely ignore you and fucking get on with whatever they're doing, and go, fuck it, I'm going to have some of this, and I'm just going to fuck their mission up and take their supplies. They will get rewarded if they successfully fuck you up, and you will get pissed off that you wasted time fucking doing something that ended up with no reward.
So what's your end game on all this?
There is at the minute, I haven't got access to everything. So at the minute, there's things that I could keep doing to unlock other areas of the game, basically. Right.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And I've, like, generally, like I say, at the beginning, I was not really interacting with other people. I'd see other people and go, please don't shoot me. Because my first experience of Red Dead Original Online was just getting murdered repeatedly. And I only played it for about 10 minutes because it was shit. So just dying constantly. With your shit donkey or whatever. But this time, you get a semi-decent horse to start with and all that sort of stuff. So it's, you can play and have fun without just getting completely wasted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was my experience of starting it.
Right.
So, like, just an example today, I've unlocked, the more you progress through each role, like, you get higher potential as well for each thing you're doing. So I've unlocked higher level bounty rewards. So I can now do, like, you go to a bounty board, there's a target with like a $1, there's a target with $2 signs, and there's noun targets for me with $3 signs. So I obviously get more money and rewards if I complete those bounties. Today, picked up a $3 reward. I think I was literally just approaching to where I needed to be to start the sort of bounty process. Actually, no, I had actually I got to the bounty guy, he was running away. So I was chasing after him, and some other player, I was like, fucking please just leave me alone. I bolused him, which was another unlock I got, and paid money for. So I knocked him over. He was wrapped up in my ropes and shit. And I was just about trying to pick him up, and someone fucking shot me. I was like, you fucking dick. So I respawned in, and Deadeye headshot that guy straight up. I was like trying to pick up the fucking guy that I was trying to, the bounty hunt that I was trying to pick up. And then the other guys come back and spawned in, fucking killed me again. And I was like, you fuck. So it's like, you can start a feud or parlay them. If you parlay them, they can't shoot you, I think, for a little while. But I was like, I'm not fucking having this. I'm going to fucking kill this guy. So I spawned back in and killed him. The bounty that I was after ended up escaping very quickly. I was like, bollocks, I've lost it. So that really pissed me off. I was like, right, I'm just fucking going after this guy now.
But the game is just like evolved on the spot, right?
So it's just completely changed. Well, I was going to do one thing, but now my mission is now kill this fucking player that's killed me for no reason whatsoever. So I was just like respawning, find the guy. He's shooting me with a rifle. I'm just like dodging around on my horse. Get off my horse. Dead-eyed him, straight headshot again. And then he keeps coming back for more. So I'm just going to fucking keep killing you till you get pissed off now. So yeah, I killed him about 5 or 6 times, and then eventually I was like, I'm getting bored now. Let's just run away. He gets far enough away, but I think he must have left the server away because he wasn't on the playlist anyway. But it's just like, I was annoyed because I wanted that money for doing the bounty. But at the end of the day, I killed that guy multiple times.
Right.
Made me feel good.
Okay, well then tell us about your next one then.
Right, so only one other game I played this week. I've been back on the Jedi game, Jedi Fallen Order.
Is that the Epic one?
I bought it through Epic, yeah. It's weird how it works, like, because it's basically on Origin. Side story, I for some reason claimed Battlefront 2 on Epic, and then when I realised I'd already fucking got it on Origin. So when I go to Origin now, I've got two versions of Battlefront 2. Mm. One of them says Epic and one of them says like Origin. I don't really need to do that, so I hope it doesn't completely fuck up when I try and load Battlefront 2 now. But yeah, so I bought Jedi through Epic, but you have to load up Origin for it to work, basically.
Yeah, I noticed that today yesterday when I went to install Battlefront 2, and it said, "Oh, we're going to install Origin now." And then, fuck it, I can't be bothered.
Yeah. I finished the first sort of area as much as I could with the abilities that I had, and then moved on to the second area. And I've done everything I think I need to do in the second area to progress the story, and I can now choose a new area to go to in general.
Is it any good?
It's very good, in my opinion. I am playing, like I said, on Jedi Master, which is one from top, which does make it very fucking hard in the combat.
Did you... Did you study the blade, Neil?
I'm at one with the Force, whatever it is. But I find, bizarrely, the easiest enemies to defeat... Actually, it's not that bizarre, really. Our fucking stormtroopers, they're shit. Like, they shoot at you, you could quite easily just deflect their lasers back at them and they die. The things that are really quite hard to kill are just the weird animals that are around that attack you. Even the, like, it's, you know, it's sort of a cross between three things, basically. Star Wars, obviously, Dark Souls, and Tomb Raider. So, I have, like, the combat sort of at the moment, well, the way I'm playing it on Jedi Master is very Dark Souls. You have to like parry and return attacks like once you've successfully parried. Some of the things have got really obvious tells and it's really easy. Like I say, basic stormtroopers that shoot at you, no trouble whatsoever. There's a few of the sort of more elite Imperial stormtroopers that are a bit more complicated to deal with. And then there's the sort of Jedi Hunter. I can't fucking remember what they're called. Like, Force-sensitive ones that are going to be really... You only fight one initially, to a certain extent, in the first mission. And then you can kind of get away. And there's, like, a variant of that that I've come across in the second area, which is not... Force sensitive, but it's got some beastie fucking like it's like a hand to hand melee combat. Anything you have to deal with close up with melee combat is much more dangerous than things that are shooting at you. Like, I've developed force powers, like, there's a rocket launcher, stormtrooper, no trouble whatsoever. He shoots his rocket, and I just force push the rocket straight back at him, and he just fucking explodes. They're easy to deal with. But there's, like, weird creatures on each planet which can just absolutely annihilate you very quickly if you don't block it or whatever. So, like I say, I'm playing on Jedi Master. If you knock it down, it'll probably be a lot easier, those things.
Oh, it's got to have a mode that's easy for people.
There is literally ones called Story Mode. So, and that's going to be, like... There's some sliders on there that show you, like... how easy it is to block and parry. Like, when you put it on story mode, it's like super easy to like block and parry like there's no, like it'll be really forgiving on the timing and stuff like that. But and it probably won't do as much damage to you if you fuck up the timing, because that's the thing. Most of the time, it's I was fucking probably swearing the other night because it was just like, I know I can fucking do this and I keep fucking it up and I know what I'm doing wrong. And it's just really annoying because I'm doing it wrong. And I know I'm the one fucking it up. Not like, it's not too hard. It's pretty straightforward. It's just I'm fucking completely screwing it up constantly. Just dying for no, like when I shouldn't be dying. So I've persisted with the difficulty because I don't know if it'd be quite the same if it wasn't as hard when you get to those combat scenarios.
The challenge is the, you know, what's keeping you going, I'm guessing.
Well, there is a story. That might be enough for some people. If you just want to play the story and get through that, you could probably bang through it really quickly.
Right.
And there's loads of exploration. And like I say, I'm going to have to revisit that first area I went to because I've now got stuff, abilities that I didn't have when I was there. I know there's things I could do now that I couldn't do when I was there before. So I don't know if it forces you into that. Like, because literally I've played two areas. And I played it for a good few hours the other night, and I was just doing this whole area. It's quite a big area, second area. Nothing like the first. Like, the first is quite small. But I'm thinking probably going forward, that might still be quite small, the second area, compared to what comes ahead. But I'm enjoying, as much as I was fucking swearing the other day, I do enjoy that challenge of the combat. And I know that at the end of the day, if it really does piss me off to an extent, I can just knock it down and probably just get past it. And then at the end of the day, you can just push it back up again. There's no, I don't care about fucking achievements. I'm not playing on Xbox or whatever. So my Origin achievements mean absolutely nothing to me. I'm not going to try and like get the 1,000 gamer score or whatever. So you can knock it down and knock it back up as you wish.
Right.
But I am enjoying it so far, and like I say, it's like at that cross between the three things I said. Obviously it's Star Wars, but and the Dark Souls is like the combat, and then there's like Tomb Raider style puzzles where you're like having to push stuff around to open up other areas and stuff like that. I'm really liking it so far. So
alright,
got a lot left to do though, Stone.
Okay, Pilch, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm just hanging in there. Well, I've took a couple of mine off the list because of Neil's Red Dead discussion, so I've only got 9 to talk about. This is not going to take long at all. Any of you played Assetto Corsa?
Yes.
It
came out a little while ago, but
it's on Game Pass now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So I installed it because I wanted to see what it looked like. Everyone's saying it's probably one of the prettiest games. It does look lovely, but fuck me, is that difficult to control a car?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's really a lot better if you've got a steering wheel.
Yeah, I got the impression. I literally did a couple of 3 laps. And as soon as you start to push too fast, it just goes all over the place. So
it's extremely technical. That's what I found.
Right. Just looking in the options, it's so amazing. I mean, Forza 5, 6, what are we on now? 6 or 7? There's a lot of stuff you can adjust in there with your suspension and that, but no, it don't go nowhere near what this bloody thing does.
No, this is a proper sim.
Set, of course. It did look lovely, though, I must admit.
So is that just straightforward Assetto Corsa?
Yeah.
Not VR or...
No, just
not on Xbox. No, but like there's a sequel, which is out on Xbox, but I don't think it's in Game Pass.
Probably
and that,
not.
That looks.
It's got bikes in that one, hasn't it?
No. This is not that. This is all. What do you call it? GT cars is the sequel. Oh, it's all GT3 and GT4, that go like graphically is another level compared to Assetto Corsa.
Unless I win for seat and steering wheels, yeah, I'm not. Okay, I'll be playing that.
If Lord gives you a grand, you can probably go and buy that.
Oh, yeah, I could do that, couldn't I? Yeah. I don't know if I can cook it up to the Xbox, though. Probably not. Right, I'm going to lump three games into one here. Games that I finished that I wanted to go back and have a look at. Skyrim, Division, and Destiny 2. All three games.
Just the small ones.
And, well, there's always things to do.
Yeah.
I finished Skyrim, but I didn't obviously do all the little bits and pieces. I think I've left them too late. I just stood there looking, and I hadn't got a clue what I was doing.
Right.
All three of them. Not a clue. The one I spent most time on was Destiny 2, because I think we had a discussion before about you start off on a high level straight away, you get everything and blah, blah, blah. But the problem was, I started the game, and it's called the Base Edition now. Is that right? Is that if you just get just the... I have got all the
Yeah, because you're on Game Pass, you've got the full Monty now.
Yeah, right, well... I've got a save, obviously, of Destiny 2, where I got to level whatever it was, and finished the story, blah, blah, blah. But that was on PlayStation. So when I fired up the Xbox version, I didn't realise I literally started from the start. And I thought, oh, I played it for about 20 minutes, and I thought, oh, I fucking don't want to do this, do I? So I registered the Bungie account thingy and transferred my made the PlayStation 1 my chosen save, and then it lo and behold fired it up in Xbox again, and there it was, there's my save, everything transferred over, lovely.
But nice.
I thought this is going to be a right old shit show, this, because you know what it's fucking like, don't you?
Destiny point of view, that's worked extremely well from when I did it.
I just don't, again, I think I've left it too long, and I just don't know what I have got or what I was doing, or
yeah,
I don't know whether I want to put 20 hours into it to get back to
20 hours
going on. I don't know.
Doesn't even scratch the surface, 20 hours.
No, that's what I mean. Do I want to do it? I thought Division would be easier to get back into, but it turns out I've literally nearly done everything on it. And
is that the original Division?
Yeah. I haven't played two. I just wanted to see what they were like, really, with the new fancy Dan Xbox and all that, so I thought I'd just try them out. But the one I really wanted to play was Skyrim, but again, I haven't got a clue. So I've got to give up on all them.
So is that like Series X? Series X up.
X and S, yeah. Because you can put all, as soon as I turned it on, it said, do you want to install all the 4K shit?
Yeah.
I didn't have before. And then you can go into on the mods.
Yeah.
And put, obviously put other people's graphical packs on. Again, it looks like nothing I've seen, but I don't know, again, if I want to commit... I mean, if I want to commit hours... I've played 40 hours of COD again this week, so... that game is killing, mate. That's still the best fucking game.
Are you playing Warzone? I was going to say, what are you playing? Were you Warzone or multiplayer or single player or what?
I usually play just multiplayer, kill confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
But... there was a mode in Warzone because they've put a new map in there. It's a smaller map. And they were doing teams of three. And as long as one of you stayed alive, you had a countdown and you could respawn.
Okay. And
it was flipping brilliant. I played 80 games of it. Now, I've played 175. I hate Warzone. I hate Battle Royales, but I played 172 games of Warzone and only won one. I've played 70 games of the smaller map, and I've won 8 games.
Nice.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. It's nice to win.
Yeah. So, and it's a lot smaller. The map starts smaller, and the circle gets smaller quicker.
Right. So instead of like a 45-minute game where
it's 10 minutes. Yeah. And it's more like a larger sort of battlefield map, so where it's because you're dying and killing and dying and killing.
Yeah.
You can get revived.
Death isn't like such a major thing, like whereas a normal Warzone or PUBG.
You can be brought back in Warzone.
Yeah.
But then that relies on some rando, instead of buying a fucking airstrike, buying you back.
Right.
But you'd be amazed at how many people don't buy their teammates back.
Yes.
And then wonder why they don't win.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this one, like I say, it's, as long as one of them team members is still alive, then the other two can spawn back in. And the more kills that other person gets, it cuts your respawn time down.
Okay.
So it's really good. It's a brilliant little map as well. So I can't believe I've got back onto COD. But anyway, if you're not playing COD, I don't know why not. Did you, with your Valorant and all this, you should be playing COD, you lot.
The thing is, it was the updates that killed COD on PC. Massive updates, and they used to take fucking ages on PC. It was ridiculous, because they wouldn't, obviously, if you have an Xbox, they used to kind of do it in the background, and it would be kind of, if you had your console set up, it was all right.
Done the Cold War side of it. There's been a lot less updates. Right. They seem to have got it sorted now.
It's funny you should say that, but like I've still got it installed, and yeah, you said like there is constant updates. But from what I've heard is that the Warzone, like if you don't have the Black Ops, is it Black Ops?
Yeah.
Then it's people with Black Ops have got access to a lot better weaponry.
Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of fuss about the DMR is all I've seen recently.
So do you have access to the Black Ops stuff not?
If you can unlock it all,
right?
Because you've got a battle pass like all these freaking games have now.
Yeah.
And half of the stuff is for Warzone and Cold War, and half of the stuff is for Warzone and Modern Warfare.
Right.
The stuff you unlock for Cold War, you can play in Warzone.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can't use it in Modern Warfare.
Yeah, multiplayer. Yeah.
Yeah. So, a lot of people are moaning because they've paid for a battle pass, or season pass, and half the stuff they can't use.
Right.
Yeah.
You only play multiplayer. That's like every 5 minutes I'm unlocking a new skin.
Yeah.
And it's, when you've got something new, they'll have a little green square on you. To say, oh yeah, come and have a look at this. Well, when you look on it, you can't look on it because you can't access that, because it's a cold room.
Green squares stay there to a tease.
Yeah. You can't get rid of them unless you go back into Warzone.
Unless you buy fucking Black Ops.
Yeah.
But it's still the best fucking game. It is. What am I up to? 470 hours I've played so far.
I don't even know how you know. How can you see how many hours you've done?
Because if you go on.
Oh, you're on Xbox. Okay, yeah, right.
Because it fucking tells you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Also, you go on that exo phase thing that you told me that I was on.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's only because you started tweeting out that you were on there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I must have logged into it.
You must have given it permission.
Yeah, I think I said about it, and then you logged into it, and then it was like, sign in with all your other bits and bobs that you're probably, on. Yeah.
Pilch, can you get a bit closer to your mic, mate?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've moved. I'm wheeling around the room at the moment. So, right, only other thing, Injustice 2. It's on Game Pass.
Injustice 2?
Yeah.
Any reason why you decided?
I don't know, I like a beat 'em up.
Okay.
I play a bit of Street Fighter every now and then, just fire it up, just for old time's sake. So I thought I'd just give it a little go. But I don't really like Batman, so...
You have to play as Batman?
For some reason, I fucking chose Batman. it's all right.
I've heard this is all right. It's got a mad, crazy story going on.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I put it in story mode, and I played through two or three battles. And if you like DC comics, then I think it'd be all right for you. But I'm not really into comics that much, so... Mm.
$4.99 on the PlayStation Store now.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
oh yeah, I'd say it's available on PC Game Pass as well as on Xbox Games.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of stuff to buy if you want to, as there always is.
Is there a Battle Pass?
Yeah.
I don't think there is a Battle Pass, no. I wouldn't be surprised if there is one in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Again, looks fucking... Because you have to set up your HDR and all that shit at the start for your brightness. Some of the colours in it, you know, the blacks and the whites are just fucking... It
looks all over the place. Oh, okay.
No, it looks absolutely stunning. It's so dark. It's a beautiful looking game, but... Yeah. If it was a different subject matter, then probably I'd play it a bit more. But look, anyone interested in it, I think I'd be quite good. I don't know if you can do cross-play on with PC.
Don't know.
It's got all the usual online shit. Well, yeah, nice. That's it. That's all we've got to talk about, really.
Okay, all right. Something
from your own show, haven't I?
Well, we'll get to that, and maybe at the end we'll just we'll bring that up.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll just finish off then. I have finished Wind Waker.
Finished. Well done, mate.
I was heads down. Just, I think when I spoke to you last, I'd made it to the final.
Yes.
Run.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had three of the main bosses to beat. Two of them were pretty. One of them was very easy. I read a guide on them, right? And one of them was very easy. The other two were fuck. One of them was bad, and then the third one was just a fucking nightmare. That was the one. That was one of those ones where he killed me. I came down to try it again in the morning at something like 5 or 6 in the morning and was just dropping C-bombs all over the place where this guy's killing me. And I made it up to Ganon at the end and he killed me. So, you know, it wasn't a cakewalk by any means, but then I just stuck at it and just got it done that day. So,
yeah,
job done. Sweet.
You learn what they were doing and...
Yeah, but you know what? Even though you can read and it can tell you exactly what is going on, a lot of the bosses are very well crafted in that even though you know what to do, they put such little turns and twists in things, like in the movements and stuff like that, that even though you know what you need to do, if you make one sort of careless mistake, it throws you off the course of what you're supposed to be doing, and then you get battered, right? You know, it's but yeah, anyway, so that's done, and I packed it up and I put it away, and I broke out my PlayStation 3. I fired up Uncharted 2, and then I played that for 2 seconds before I realized I never want to play that game again. And I don't know what to play next. I have no idea.
Well, on the PS3?
PS3 is set up right now, but I don't know what I want to play.
You got Buzz, the quiz game.
I'm not going to play that. I might play Journey. I might revisit Journey, Flower, those two.
You won't play them.
I might play... I don't know about Journey. Flower.
If anything, you probably would play Journey rather than Flower.
No, I like Flower. It's something that I really do like that game. Yeah, but maybe not. Now I think about it, fuck that.
Stop it. You will literally play that for about 2 minutes.
I'd quite like to play Unfinished Swan again.
Is this PlayStation 3?
These are all available on PS4 as well, I believe.
Well, right. But it's a PS3.
Yeah, I'll give you a name of a game. Right.
All right.
And
I might have to try and source it.
Yeah. One of my favourite games of all time on PlayStation is Parasite Eve. And I think Parasite Eve 2 is available on PlayStation 3.
Okay, I played Parasite Eve. Did I play Parasite Eve? I'm pretty sure I did. Is it a PlayStation 3 game?
It's PlayStation 1 and 2. Parasite Eve 1 and 2 was on PlayStation 1 and 2. But Parasite Eve 2, I think, was made available for PlayStation 3.
So it's a PlayStation 1 game?
It's a PlayStation 2 game that was redone for PlayStation 3.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Many numbers for 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So I'll consider that. Anyway, I haven't figured out what to play next. That's the bottom line on that. And that's all I have to say. Except you know what? I'm seriously tempted to pull the Wii back out and crack on with maybe some more GameCube games. Like, you know what? I wanted to break the PlayStation 3 out because I wanted to break it out and have a look at it. It's still a lovely interface on that console.
Yeah.
Which one have you got? Which PS3 have you got?
PS3 Slim.
Slim, yeah.
The first Slim, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Weird. It's a nice console. I'm reminded how nice a console it is. I just haven't found anything that I want to play on it.
Parasite Eve.
I'll look into it.
You played Last of Us, I assume, did you? The original?
Yeah. Yeah. That I could think possibly go back to.
I had a guy I used to work with. He used to play Last of Us once a year. Like, he played it for PS3 until the PS4 came out. Then he bought it on PS4 and he used to play it every year.
Was a good one.
Uncharted 2. Mm-hmm. Uncharted is not that... I don't think it's great. Uncharted, anyway, that's a whole other story of rating the Uncharted games. Anyway, the point is I haven't figured out what to play next. So send your suggestions to sealpodcast@gmail.com or whatever our fucking email is.
We've got it on here. Yeah, yeah. sealpodcast@gmail.com or Twitter @sealpodcast.
Are we going to do the news? We're running well over 2 hours now.
Are we?
Yep. Just about.
Well, yeah, we still need to talk to Pilch.
Okay, here we go. 5 minute news. Let's bang the news out.
Right, okay. Well,
Pilch is our special. Okay, here we go. Pilch is our special guest. Pilch can give us his opinions on the news. Neil can read them.
Well, there's one thing that we do need to definitely talk about because we had our prediction show last week.
Right.
We did.
And I said about Game Pass coming to Samsung TVs, or generally at an app. And then Dave said, what did you say, Dave?
Specifically, that TVs will have a cloud-based like.
I think you did mention access. Stadia by name.
I did mention Stadia by name, yes.
Well, literally
coming to TVs, yeah.
3 days after our show, potentially. Was it 3 days? Anyway, CES has been on last week, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yep.
And there was an announcement that Google Stadia and GeForce Now will be appearing on LG TVs this year. So that was a pretty good fucking prediction.
That is amazeballs.
So what's happening at the moment is TVs, instead of their smart TVs, all different smart TVs have their own separate OS operating system, but at the moment there's a lot of movement towards TVs going towards Google OS, which is an operating system for TVs specifically.
Android TV, isn't it? There is.
It's based on an Android TV, but it's Google supported, so Google it's like Linux, whereas there's hundreds of different types of Linux, but most people know of one or two.
The core is the same.
Yeah, the core is the same. So, but Google is sort of pushing this forward because of they want to push their services forward. One of the services being Stadia. So yeah, that's why I made the prediction. I didn't realise it was going to be so quick.
Yeah, fucking hell. We're at least doing a shitload better than we did last year.
Yeah, very
soon.
One being correct. So, yeah, no. Perfect. You know, if people are buying TVs that already have access to a computing system without additional outlay, apart from a controller, which somebody being into computer games will already or have, I would suspect, then great. But yeah, it's one of them.
Well, aren't you guys clever? Hey? Fucking smarty pants.
What do you reckon, Pilch?
I don't give a fuck about stages.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, you know, that you are not the target audience. And I don't think any of us are. I think the target audience for this stuff is the people that, like, have not been playing games for 10 years.
People who used to play games,
yeah,
but haven't been sucked into the consoles or PC.
Since the Wii. Probably the last thing they bought was a Wii, and then they think, oh,
really? Or fly-by-night gamers. They're fly-by-night gamers, probably, that we had this discussion before. I'm going to, okay, you know what? I'm going to put my foot down. Enough, okay? Stuart Collin didn't send us a Stadia question today.
Oh, it's
the first time we had an out on not talking about Stadia, and here we are talking about Stadia.
So, come on, Neil. Right. Next one.
There was only two other things I thought were reasonably worth talking about. That Bethesda are working on an Indiana Jones game.
That looked interesting.
What sort of Bethesda, though? Oh, it's Machine Games, isn't it? They're the Wolfenstein people, so...
Okay.
So is it going to be a role play, or is it going to be...
I think it's going to be more like a story-based game. Mm. Yeah, rather than an RPG. Mm. Like, do what you fucking like. Kind of thing, isn't it? It's going to be a more
Wolfenstein, more on rails, find some bits and pieces along the way type thing.
Yeah,
could, that could be all right.
Cool, eh?
It's got to be better than the last Wolfenstein, though.
Yeah,
Youngblood.
That's horrific. Yeah,
let us never speak of that Wolfenstein again.
We didn't get very far with that, did we?
But even Wolfenstein 2 was okay. It wasn't as great as the first one. Was brilliant. Anyway, that's subjective.
Yes, and then. That was one day, and the next day was, or was it the day before? Anyway, Lucasfilm Games is back, and basically the story is that Star Wars games are not going to be made just by EA anymore, and one of the things that was kind of announced is that Ubisoft are going to be making a Star Wars game, and it's Massive Entertainment, I believe, and they are the people who make Division, or made Division.
Oh, so they're going to reskin the Division.
So basically, going to have Assassin's Creed Star Wars, I assume, or something like that coming. Or, like, yeah. Because Division was pretty a Ubisoft game.
It was a very Ubisoft game, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was sort of markers on the map, do the stuff. There is a story. Then there's over loads of other shit to do around the side of that. So,
be I love Star Wars. I don't think I've enjoyed one Star Wars game.
Have you played Battlefront 2?
Yeah, no, I played Battlefront 1.
Yeah, well, that was just multiplayer, basically.
Yeah.
Battlefront 2 was all right. First person, first or third person Battlefront was all right.
What was it, Pilch, then? What was the only Star Wars game that you liked?
The first Star Wars Unleashed.
Oh, okay.
It was that was on...
Xbox 360, wasn't it?
Yeah, they did too, didn't they?
Unleashed. Yep. What's that like? Jedi Knight type.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a sort of a.
Just a Star Wars Jedi.
Yeah, going through levels, hacking and slashing tons of stuff.
Yeah, chucking. You could play as Darth Vader and that, and you threw your.
So you not tried? Because that's another thing that came out this week: Jedi Fallen Order, which is on EA Play, which is on Game Pass.
Yeah, I talked about it when I was on it must have been on our show. I talked about it.
So it's only had the Series X upgrade this week, though.
Okay, I played it. couple of months ago. I don't like it. Yeah. It's too much busy to just jumping and climbing and shit for me. Maybe that was just the first bit when you got onto that first little sort of hub islandy area.
That's the sort of tutorial mission level.
I played it for a good couple of hours.
I played it for quite a long time because I kept dying.
I put it on easy and I was still dying.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I got to. The bit where you have to jump, it's like a load of fire. You have to go up a load of platform jumping on like an island with all water around you. Have you got that far yet?
I don't know if I have. I've literally done the first area, which is like the tutorial area, and then the second area, which was...
Oh, you'll soon get fed up of it then.
No, I doubt it.
I think you will. Anyway, next bit of news, is that it?
That was it.
Okay. Right then, so let's just address the final elephant in the room then. Pilch, what's going on with the podcast, man?
We're Boss recording wave. On Tuesday.
You Tuesday are recording, or you did?
Cool. You are recording or you did?
Yes, we are. We are recording. Oh, okay. With a new guest. Possible long-term stand-in semi-regular
I like the non-commitment of that.
Definitely says he's available but might not be if we don't like him.
We need some numbers. Not overseas connection level of host, but we need a couple more just to...
You need some cover.
Yeah, just to make sure it's regular.
Well, so you lot are aiming to get one out. We really want to get one out a week so you want enough people to be available once a week.
Well, once a fortnight would be nice.
So what's the aim of the podcast? What's your 5-year plan? No, I'm not really going to go into that.
We've only done 10 years already, so.
So what is your aim? Because, you know, from our perspective of the Seal Podcast, we're just a group of guys talking about stuff and games are coming up. What is the boss wave about?
The boss wave.
Boss wave. What's the boss wave? Sorry, I've had a few drinks now. Give us the elevator pitch of what the boss wave is about.
It's just about video games, isn't it? We don't talk for 2 hours about
stuff.
Hoovers
shit.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Unless we have to. No, I don't know what direction it's going to take. If you need regular hosts to get the rapport going, don't you? That's a part of the problem when you've got too many people, I think.
Right.
If you're all chatting regular, so you lot all play together.
We kind of don't play.
The only conversation we have is, are you coming on a show? Yeah, right, we'll do a show.
Right.
We don't have any other to and fro in, you know, went behind the scenes sort of thing. So it's just whether I'll just email or text someone saying who wants to come on, and then we do a show.
Right.
Who's on the show? Who are you going to tell us who the new person is? Is it a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise. Kev Westerman.
Okay.
He's quite active on...
Yeah, doesn't his missus stream or something as well?
I think so, yeah. So...
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to have a female perspective. But,
Is he female?
what are you saying about him?
I'm saying it'd be nice to have that as an option, but... Looking at our demographic, looking at our downloads, we are 100% male, according to Spotify.
Does it tell you that?
Yeah, on my
little bit creepy.
Okay.
Oh, it tells you their age groups as well.
Oh,
mostly everyone is in between 30 and 50. And they're all white males. I'm assuming they're white, but I'm in between. So we've got hitting all the demographics there.
I think that is something that I would like on this. I think I would like a female demographic of just player. Like, you know, is I always like enjoy different people's female, perspective. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not only female, but you know, just different people's perspective. And I am very conscientious that we are, you know, between 30 and 50 white male.
I hear what you're saying, Dave. I'm not conscientious of that, and the reason is because
the word's conscious.
No, I'm conscious and conscientious. Conscientious is still a good word for that.
Yeah. All right.
And it's just the women aren't there. Like, it's just, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't even know if we have any women listeners. I'm not overly worried about it. I don't think we're a misogynistic podcast by any means.
No.
And if there are women listeners, I think I tailor the show, or we tailor the show, that we wouldn't offend them. I mean, there's a little bit of blokey stuff in, of course, right? But we're not assholes. And
We're not misogynistic.
Well, actually, yeah, okay. No, we're massive liars, obviously. But if there was a girl, I honestly love talking to women. I love talking to, like, my wife's friends. I would rather talk to my wife's friends than their husbands any day of the week. Yeah. Any day of the week. Right? I work with blokes, right? Yeah. So I'm just not interested.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
but gaming wise, I just don't. You know, it's just that there's not a lot of. No. You know.
My wife is seriously not interested at all in games.
No. My wife is interested in, well, she plays games, casual games, like mobile games.
She's not a real gamer.
She's not the person that would seek out additional information about the games. And therefore, you know, not wouldn't listen to podcasts.
She hasn't got five tabs open about Red Dead Redemption 2.
No, we've got their children to, you know, just grind the materials needed for camp fires or anything like that. But, you know, yeah.
Right, the only thing I would add to that is I would just say, look, if there was a woman out there who thought she wanted to come on the podcast, we've put the invite out. Anybody wants to come on the podcast, let us know. If there's a woman who said, oh yeah, I'd like to come on, I'd be like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'd love to have.
I'll even take a shower. It made myself smell nice.
On your own.
Yeah. But
I mean, I did put a lot of work into getting it back, getting the podcast back. But to be honest, if I just come on here every 5 or 6 weeks, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
No, there is a lot of people. Still listening to the Boss Wave. It was a very popular podcast, and it still is, from what I can see.
Mm.
So,
I mean, I think I'm a bit worried. I mean, we've had hosts come and go, but I think since me and Chris and Rob done it quite a long time together, I don't think it feels the same when we're not all on it.
Right.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't take for granted how easygoing this podcast is, right? For Dave and Neil and I, we just sit down and get on with it, right? It's never stressful.
Or labored,
right?
No, just having a chat. And that's the best part of this. That's why I listen to it, because I normally, as soon as Saturday morning, as soon as it pops up, whack it on.
What are you going to do tomorrow morning?
Perhaps I won't.
Just gonna whack it off. Way.
Still download it. Still, you know, put it on your download.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, if you can download it, just
me. Unsubscribed. Don't worry.
If you could download it to multiple devices, that would give you.
Yeah,
a
that's
nice
it. Get your missus's device.
Set up.
You see, that just gives you a false impression. Then it's not good.
Yeah, it's not good to do that. But if every listener this week could go and double download it, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Well, I'm on, so you're going to get more, aren't you?
You are. Oh, he's good, isn't he?
I've only looked at the numbers a few times.
We generally trend up. I don't like. I'm never going to give the number out live on air.
No.
But we've generally always trended up. We had a massive fuck up with our numbers because we released the Boss Wave episode, and that completely screwed the month. That completely screwed the graph, and it gave it a nice big boost, which looked great for a month. And then, of course, the next month it came back to normal and a massive ski slope down.
Yeah.
But generally, the trend has always been up. You know, we've had no massive boost, but we've generally trickle fed like a few extra listeners and downloads every week.
It's funny, I looked at it and went, oh. You know, and then I looked at the numbers and went, I can't believe this amount of people are actually listening to us just chat rubbish for 3 hours, I think that's it's also part of it is that we are just chatting, especially nowadays. I think people just want to hear people chatting and not. Double downing on, this is my opinion, this is, how you should think or be political or, be just a focused attention of this is what we are. We are three different people. We have different people come on and join on, Pilch always welcome on because you're a great bloke and you are
and his checks always clear
but we have different people on and we have different opinions about things and we play different things but we play the same things together as well and I kind of think that we're just mates and we're down the pub or wherever,
this is my pub night.
Yeah,
Just the drinking helps with that.
but I think part of our charm is that people just want to hear people chat, have different opinions about different things, and we might agree, we might disagree, but we're being friendly about it.
No, we're not. Yeah.
Fuck it, I fucking hate those engineers. It's just a general get together, not a focused. And we've had podcasts where it's been 2 hours of hardware talk of
I was going to say absolute drivel, but nice drivel
in the nicest drivel. Possible way.
Right, I put it on, and it's just there, and I listen and I have a chuckle away. And if I miss a bit, I miss a bit. If I zone out on the second half hour of the Red Dead talk, then that's fine.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm very much the same with a lot of the podcasts.
I don't retain anything. I don't remember a bloody thing I've listened to. I don't remember.
What do we?
It's night. Yeah. It's just. Just comfort, isn't it? Nice.
Yeah. It's good. Well, that's very kind of you, Pilch. I hope you realise we love you as much as you sound as you like
love
us.
Yeah.
Dave, I'm glad that you love us as much as you love us.
This is my comfort time at the moment. I don't get a lot of downtime at the moment. And
watch your numbers drop when everyone actually go out of their house.
Or if you got a hat like I did for my birthday that has a speaker either ear and it is a speaker, then you can listen to us on the go.
Well, you swear everyone else that's around you can.
And also, everybody else. Yeah.
Okay, well, I think, shall we say that that's a good point to wrap up?
I think so.
All right. Well, Pilch, do you want to give us an outro of where to find you?
As if
we need to do that after that. Yeah.
Boss Wave podcast. Give it a listen if you haven't already. Or don't. I ain't that fast, really. Give it a listen.
That's
good. See, this is it. The don't give a shit attitude is I subscribe to that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I find it works best.
So I look forward to hearing the next episode, and hope, good luck with Kev. It's going to be, that's cool. Good.
Chris is going to be on as well. So
who's that?
Chris.
Who? Yeah, that's a dig. Oof. Oh, I've had a baby. I can't do a fucking podcast. Anyway.
He doesn't listen to this, so it's all right.
Probably not. Eh? Word might get back to him, then I'll be in trouble. Okay. Anyway, is Rob going to be on?
No.
Okay.
We can't do four.
Four is, yeah, okay.
Four don't work.
But that is clearly horrendous with four people, isn't it?
Okay, well, look, then that leaves us. We've got to wrap it up sometime, so let's wrap it up now. Pilch, thanks very much for coming back on. It's a pleasure to have you as normal. And Dave and Neil, thanks very much, guys. Until next time, goodbye.
See ya.
See ya.
All right.